welcome to the live on-the-job training call. We're going to go ahead and get started. Yeah, go ahead and click that button. So what I do, guys, when I was building my business, I did this, you know, this is primarily the biggest training that I did when I was building my business, is just showing people what to do, you know, step by step, you know, and the best way that I was able to do that is just to actually make some live dials and show people, you know, word for word how simple it is. And, you know, some of the biggest comments that I get is, gosh, you know, after hearing you do these calls, Tom, I really believe that I could do these calls now. And I don't know if that's a compliment or, you know, or they really like the call. But my goal is not to really impress you or do, like, these magic words, because it's not about that. It really isn't. The thing I like to do these calls for is to show you that you can do it. And, of course, it's really simple. And the thing that helped us duplicate our business, in fact, it's wild that Patty's on the phone. Patty Carson was and still is one of the top earners in the last business that I was in, that I sold my company as the number one earner. So I'm super honored to have you on the call, Patty. It's such a blessing to hear your voice on the call. It's been a long time, and a lot of other very friendly, familiar voices as well that I've been hearing. So what I did, guys, is literally did something I've never done before in over 16 years of being in this industry, and that is I simply led, but led in a different way. The old way I used to lead in building my home-based businesses for years before was leading by doing all the conference calls, leading by doing, building all the websites, doing all the three-way calls, by the one that shows people how to work leads, by doing all the training and all the support. You know, that's what I thought, and that's what I was trained a leader supposed to do. But what that led me to, even though I made an enormous amount of money because I overworked myself and I found a bunch of other crazy people like me that were willing to put in the energy and the focus and the ridiculous amount of hours that we built from years ago, we did duplicate somewhat, and we did create a multiple six-figure income every single year since for years and years and years. But that led to something in 2003 where a company that I was with, I changed companies, and for whatever reason, I was in my multi-million-dollar home, in my guest home, and I could not recruit. This is the end of 2002. Couldn't recruit anybody to save my life. And I'm like, you know, and I'm sitting here in my home, in my guest home, I'm like, I'm pretty successful at doing this. You know, what's the challenge? Why aren't you enrolling? But the reality was I really didn't want to enroll anybody. And subconsciously I was going through this time. I'm like, I don't even know if I want to, you know, I know if I enroll you, then I got to put in all the enormous amount of energy that it takes to train you the way that I've been training people for the past years. And I wasn't willing to pay that price anymore, even though I knew that I knew how to make money in a home-based business. And that led me to something that I thought would never come out of my wife's mouth. She says, Tom, it's time to get a job. And I literally didn't know how to get a job. My father-in-law said I got to get a resume. I literally did not even know what a resume was for. I had no clue. I've never had a traditional type job. And so I was, you know, I was at the lowest point of my life financially, definitely emotionally. And so for the whole year of 2003, just to put food on the table, I literally was going door-to-door selling landscaping aeration in Temecula, California, and still wasn't paying the bills, still didn't have enough money to pay for the ridiculously stupid lifestyle that we're accustomed to, overpriced cars, ridiculous house, and a whole bunch of other stuff that I don't want to ever go back to. And so we needed to make a lot of income, and I had to work literally from morning till night, door knocking all day just to put enough food on the table for my family. And, you know, my big wake-up call was when we had both of our cars repossessed just 2 days before Christmas. My eldest daughter said, where are they taking our cars? And I said, that's it. I'm going to get back involved in the home business industry. So this time I'm going to do it different. I'm not going to do the things that most network marketing leaders, home-based business people get themselves into. You know, they start off in a part-time business, but what it turns into is an extremely heavy job. You know, it's worse than almost having a job because you're always consumed by getting the business going, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what I've learned is you could make money in a home-based business, but more importantly, do it while having a life. And Patty remembers that was my culture, and that's what we attracted a lot of people, because I wanted to show people how to make money in a home-based business, but more importantly, do it without sacrificing, you know, everything else. And it is possible to do that if you learn how to let go and just do the things that produce the most amount of money in the shortest period of time, and then over time learn how to get better and fine-tune the process. So many of you have heard this before, but many of you are still not doing the simple parts of what you need to do to make money in your home-based business. And that is, number one, you guys are probably sick of me here saying this, but it's everything, guys. It's all you have to do. You need to talk to people, okay? Number one, that's step number one. And people are always going to debate, you know, who do we talk to? You know, it's either people you know, A, or people you don't know, B. Okay, you choose, A or B. People you know, and some of you are saying, well, I don't want to talk to people I know. Great, then you got B. And then here's this new thing that's coming out. People are like, well, what do I do with B? What, you know, should I call leads or should I generate my own? And you guys, there's a lot of different systems that show you how to generate your own, and they do work, absolutely. But I always tell people, in the beginning, the thing you want to focus on most is the thing that 99% of everybody needs when they're starting a home-based business, but few people will ever tell you this, especially some of the internet marketers that are teaching you how to generate their own leads. But the number one thing you need initially is people skills and the ability to be able to enroll anybody from any prospect list, whether it's an old lead, a new real-time lead, a self-generated lead. And I'm not recommending you do this, but when your people skills are there and your posture is there and you know that you could bring in people into your business, it doesn't matter where you get a prospect name from. But here's my big disclaimer. Towards the end of 2004 and the end of 2005, I was enrolling hundreds of people in my business. But towards the end of 2004, I got my business to a leverage point where I had more people calling me in the day than I had so many people calling me, I didn't make any outbound dials, hardly at all, except for return phone calls. Because so many people were calling me from the different leverage points that I've used, and this was a few years ago, 2-3 years ago. Now there's a heck of a lot more ways that you can slowly, okay, hear me words on this, guys, slowly work your way up. So, again, it's either A or B, talk to people and talk to your upline. And if it's working, you know, if it's working for them or someone in the business, it's going to work for you. But, again, the number one thing that does work and always will in what you do is going to be you. There's a lot of great systems out there, but you've got to develop your people skills and your posture and the simple processes to make money in this industry, okay? So, but, again, there are easier ways to get into higher quality media and higher quality prospects as you start to develop those skill sets and learn that. We're going to definitely teach you that. There's a lot of great systems out there. I was looking online last night. There's some amazing different systems to show you how to generate your own leads as well. So that's step number one. Just talk to people. Use a script book if you have one. Number two, send those people to a simple message, okay? Simple message meaning a pre-recorded call, an audio, a website. Whatever you use, you use something that gives the basics so you don't have to. And hear me on this, okay? Some of you guys need to hear me on this. Especially if you're totally confident in doing it yourself, you for sure need to refer your prospects to a simple message, okay? That was the part that I didn't get my first 3 years in this business because, unfortunately, I was confident. But unfortunately, I was throwing up on people because I was too confident. Meaning, I would try to explain the whole thing because I was so excited, and I thought because I'm excited, they're going to be excited, and they're going to enroll just because I'm excited, and they should be excited about that too. Does that make sense, guys? It seems to make sense, but in reality, what makes sense is you being simple and duplicating the process by talking to them, okay, using a script book if you do. I use Danny's. Two, send those people to a simple message, okay? Let it do the selling, explaining the basics for you. And then three, follow up and enroll those people, okay? That is what you do in building your home-based business, okay? That's all I did. So when prospects ask me, how do I make money? What do I do? How does this work? Can you tell me what my responsibilities will be when I get involved in the business? I answer it the same way. Always. All you have to do is do what I did to bring you in. You know, and by the way, how'd I find you? Well, I filled out something on the internet. Okay. And then what happened? And then you called me, right? Or I called you, whatever. Whatever happened. You called them or they called you. And then what happened? And then, you sent me to your pre-recorded audio or website. Okay. And now we're on the phone. Then I would finish sometimes and say, now we're on the phone, and I'm answering your basic questions, right? And they'd say, yeah, that's what you do. And that, guys, some of you are going to say, well, that sounds just too darn simple. I used to say it fancier. I used to say it more professional, okay? Why? Because of my ego. I thought it had to be more professional sounding. I tried to make this industry, sound like I'm in brain surgery. And, I wanted to be in a professional career. Home-based business is a professional career. Network marketing is a professional career. The incomes show it for the people that work consistently, okay, and do the right things. So I'm in a professional career, but the thing that makes what you do duplicate and recruit more people and get those people to do more things is to you keeping it ridiculously, outrageously, almost like an eighth grader can understand it. An 8-year-old, like my daughter, can understand it. Okay, and that's how I recruited so many people in such a short period of time. Okay, and I want to just share something here real quick that I learned, and I'm going to be doing a video on this one as well. Something I learned. Let me pull this up from two multimillionaires. Okay, one hundred millionaire. Guy making over $200 million, actually a lot more than that, but at least $200 million a year and more in business, and a billionaire. Okay, how would you guys like to know their number one thing that you should be doing? And not all of them are in the home-based business industry. Okay, but it all applies to people in business. And I heard this, and it floored me 3 days ago. It floored me in what I'm doing right now with you on the phone. Because I'm not doing it, okay? I was not doing it at the level I should be. And it's what Patty and a lot of you remember me doing when I was in the last company as the number one recruiter and the number one income earner within 10 months, was doing what Michael Masterson, Michael Masterson's the gentleman that makes over $200 million. He said, you guys have heard this before, but I don't know why, I needed to hear it again, and some of you need to hear it again. You need to do your number one strength, your number one strength in your business. And let me just tell you guys, if you're on this phone, if you're in any kind of recruiting or product, bringing people in for your product or service, you are in, that needs to be your number one strength, okay? And some of you say, well, that's just not my natural ability. Guys, cheer me on this real quick. The people who think they can't sell usually do the best. The people who think they have all the sales ability in the world usually have to take time to unlearn that stuff so they can do it simpler without explaining or pitching. Does that make sense, guys? So there's no excuses. Every single person on this phone has the ability to learn how to be in their number one strength, which is the number one thing that produces the most fruit in the shortest period of time for what you do, and that is recruiting. Okay? And then another person, one of my greatest mentors many years ago, at least from a business perspective, in the network marketing industry for my very first company, he was making at the time well over $300,000 on a monthly basis, and to this day he's making well over that, okay? And some of you are thinking, oh my gosh, especially if you're new, I'm not, by no means am I trying to impress you with those numbers, those are just a reality. This gentleman is making multiple millions of dollars per year in this industry. His name is Hector. And he said something that really shocked me one day at a training. He said, my only mistake I ever made, and this guy is totally financially independent. He was totally done already at that time financially. And he said, the biggest mistake I ever made was stop recruiting too soon. I thought I arrived. And yes, his income kept going. And he's bringing in people casually through the years to come. But he says, man, it would have been, not from a money perspective, but it would have been a lot more, it would have been a fun to just continually do what I got really good at, and it would have been a lot of fun just to keep going and to see how big this thing could have possibly been. And again, it's already humongous because he was a great recruiter for years and years and years. And then the last person who was the founder of that last company, my first company that I was involved with, his name's Arch, he said, your only job, and this person built a business in his group, his company, to over 2 million distributors, recruits, within just a few years. And he said, I mean, he was so simple. All he used to say at training was recruit, 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 like I said earlier. So some of you guys, you know, he's like, yeah. And I used to say that too. Okay, I'm going to go recruit now, Tom. But guys, most of you aren't doing it. I mean, think about your day. And I've mentioned this on my coaching call, and I'm going to tell it to you guys right now. You need to go online today after this call, and you need to go to google.com, okay? And you need to Google stopwatch.com, or just stopwatch, okay? And then you need to, if you have 3 hours to work your business, okay, you need to be prospecting 80 to 90% of that time needs to be spent completely in a focused mode of recruiting. No talking to Crossline. No taking a phone call, even if it's the company's CEO. No taking a phone call from anybody. That is your time, almost like militant. You've got to be completely focused, and 80% of your time has to be recruiting. And that's the one thing that I heard Danny Johnson say over and over. And I've heard that for years, but it took me losing everything. Guys, I was never a humongous recruiter, okay? Never. I mean, I would recruit 10 people is my biggest month ever. Okay, with the last company, it was anywhere from 30 to sometimes as much as 50 as an average on a consistent basis. You know, 30, 20, you know, on a consistent basis. And what that duplicated was a whole bunch of people doing what? Doing the same thing. Not everybody, of course, because not everybody's going to step up. That's just the reality. But what happened is if you do what I did different from 2004 and beyond in this industry, which gave me the fastest results I've ever experienced, and a lot of people as well, like Patty on the phone, is led, okay, hear me on this, guys, not led by training, not led by being the best speaker, not led by being the best whatever. I wanted to be, in fact, I wanted to be the least at those things because I didn't want people to call on me for all those things anymore. I just wanted to be the best recruiter with the numbers and let the numbers show. And the only reason why I wanted to do that is because I knew what the lifeblood of this business really is, okay? I learned that you're only one recruit away from an explosion. Some of you say, well, I recruited 10 people and no one's doing anything. What would happen maybe if it's your 11th? Some people say, well, they're not successful because of me. I'll tell you what, if you recruited me, my old upline did not give me support. He was very inactive. He's a very wealthy individual that enrolled me in my last company. I only enrolled with him. I didn't know him very well because I just liked him. And he's like, oh, check this company out, okay? He was already successful in other home-based business companies, and he was not active at all, very little. He got active a little bit when we started making a bunch of money. But I didn't have my upline for support. So it's not about you when it comes to your people, because if you enrolled someone like me, if I sense that you're maybe new or I'm not getting what I need, I'll tell you what, I'm the kind of person, Patty Carson on the phone is the kind of person, and other people on this phone, Charlotte's on this phone, I know Madiba, top earner in his company is on the phone. There's many top earners on this phone. If you recruit any one of us, we're going to go around you, not in a mean way, nothing personal, but we're going to find the answers that we need to succeed. Is it Danny Johnson? Is it this trainer? Is it your company trainer? I'm going to go directly to the source because I want to win for my family. Okay, does that make sense, guys? So many of you are hung up on, oh, it's got to be about, you know, I've got to train them, I've got to work with them. You don't have to hatch them, okay, like a chicken. They're not eggs. They're not going to hatch. They're going to hatch themselves when they're ready. But the challenge is, and the reality is, most people are not either ready or it's bad timing, or the reality is they're not ready to learn and take action for the things they need to do to make this business work for them. Okay, that's the reality. So here's the thing. You're one recruit away from an explosion, meaning if you enroll 10 people, again, it might be your 11th person to where this business takes off for you, okay? Maybe it's 100, okay? I pray it's not. What my ratios were this. Every time I enrolled 20 to 30 people, I would get one amazing superstar, okay? One amazing superstar. And then I would get maybe 5 or 10 that would do a little, and then I'd have a whole bunch of people using my products, which was kind of cool. And my retention was okay, right? Normal of any company retention, which is okay. I'm not going to say it's great, okay? There's some companies maybe better than others, but it really doesn't matter, guys. You can make a lot of money with people And that's a whole other topic I'm not even going to go into. People do quit. People cancel the product. That's why it's always a offensive mindset game. You're in a game, and you're always on offense. Okay, does that make sense? So many people want to get into defense in the network marketing industry. Defense will get you going the wrong way. Okay. All right. So there is a place for defense, and I'll explain that here in a second here. And so you are a business builder, and the only way to be a business builder and a leader is to lead by example, because people are going to watch what you do. You've heard it a million bazillion times if you've been at any kind of training in the world. People will watch you. They will want to know what you're doing. So when your people come to you and say, well, the leads aren't working, or the search engine leads aren't working, or, you know, the warm market lead, you know, call my warm market, or whatever you're doing, they're going to say it's not working. It's going to happen. Just get used to that, okay? You have to get used to building up your muscles of people telling you that it doesn't work. The leads don't work, or this isn't working, or that, you know, that's not working. And the only way to be strong, to know how to overcome that, is by you leading by example, continually recruiting, going, gosh, you know what? I just, you know, you're knowing that it does work, because your people are going to start to try to put, you know, dent your armor. And sometimes they'll get to you if you start to believe them, if you're getting a lot of people telling you that, because let me just tell you what's going to happen. You will get people telling you that, okay? That's why you consistently bring people in. You're going to pull someone like a Mary. You know, Mary just got started, had everything against her, barely had the money to get started in the business. She made over, you know, $500 her first month, $1,000 her second month, whatever. You'll get those stories of the people that have the most desire, doing the simple things and keeping it simple, taking daily actions, fine-tuning their skills, continually taking action so they can be that success story. And if they can do it, every single person that you bring in can do it too, including you. Okay, I don't know why I'm going on this tangent, guys. I had some notes, but I just wanted to share that with you guys. So you want to learn the process, and then of course the last person where it really knocked me upside the head, and she still tells me this personally. I meet with her all the time, and she talks to me about this since Danny Johnson. She's been telling me this for a long time. In fact, when I was building my business, I used to pay for coaching, and it was pretty much, I'm like, why do I keep paying for coaching? I know what she's going to say. Now, obviously, it was very strategic, and there was many things that she completely rocked my life in many areas from that was personal coaching. But the main theme for me that she coached me on, which is the main theme that a lot of you need to get coaching on, because if you're human, we all go through this. It's that, you know what, I got to build a website to make the process simpler. You know what, if I just had this Camtasia presentation for my team on how to do XYZ or understand the comp plan better, it would make my life so much easier. If I just had this better lead, if I knew how to generate my own leads better by this way right now, if I knew how to do this and if I knew how to do that, you know, if I could, you know, and you think of, if you're a human, guys, and you're going to go through this, you've got to learn how to prune this now, okay? Or it's going to paralyze you like deer in the headlights just sitting there waiting to get, you know what, okay? I don't know how to say it nicely, guys, because I want you guys to have a massive breakthrough and not struggle like I've been struggling my whole life. In fact, the reason why I'm so passionate about what I'm saying is I'm speaking to myself, because I've caught myself doing this in my own business. I didn't graduate. I'm in the same business as you. I market products and services. I market products and services just like you do, okay? I generate, you know, prospects. You guys are part of that, okay? You're part of that, you know, people that are on the call right now. That's what I do, the same similar type of thing. So I got to get back in the offensive mode myself instead of stop putting together fancy blogs and all this other fancy 2.0 stuff, which I'm going to start making money and letting other people do that thing more often. So anyways, that's a whole other topic. But so that's what Danny used to tell me. She's like, Tom, I said, Danny, but you understand, I need to put together another PowerPoint for my company. The company one stinks, right? And she's like, Tom, how many people you recruit with the old, bad, ugly PowerPoint presentation? I go, oh, about, you know, 20 to 50 per month as an average or whatever. And she's like, well, just keep doing that. And it really stuck in my head that it's not about all the fanciness. It's the thing that recruits people more than any perfect presentation or even perfect company, by the way. I could take any one of your companies and become the number one recruiter in a very short period of time, okay? Because it's not about that could take or you guys can pick it. You pick the ugliest company with the ugliest websites with the dorkiest products and the worst compensation, and people like Patty Carson, people like Charlotte, people like Madiba, and so many other people on this phone, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, okay? It's about the initial conversation, but I'm not going to get off on that one today. So you guys, hopefully you guys got the idea. So that's why I paid for coaching, and that's why I outsourced my goal is to outsource everything, you know. And I just remember this story. The thing that got me on this is I have a really good friend of mine who said, Tom, you know, she's doing well. She's a top recruiter. She says, Tom, I need to put together a team website. And I said, how much do you make by bringing in a brand new person? She told me like $100 or $200 per person. And I go, you know, how long will it take you to put together a website? She's like, well, I could probably do it in like 20 hours or so. And I said, how many people can you enroll in about 20 hours? She's like, probably about 5. I go, so you'll make a minimum of $500 to $1,000 by enrolling those people. What I would do is spend 100% of your energy on your strengths, 100% of it. And then what I would do is take a little bit of money and then outsource it, find someone who could build websites and that love to build websites and let them do it, then outsource the whole thing. Your job is just to stay continuously focused. In fact, you know, in my business, people used to come to me and say, Tom, how do I do trade shows? Tom, how do I do this? You know, if I could just do flyers here, or if I just knew how to do this, here's my answer to all that. And in the past, I would try to form fit my business, form fit the person that joined me to what they wanted, even if it made money or it didn't. Let me repeat that. Okay, I don't know if you guys caught that. If someone brand new in my business said, well, Tom, can I do it this way? In the past, I used to say, sure, yeah, no problem. Why? Because my posture was weak. My leadership was weak. I thought everybody, you know, I would just be like, you could put flyers on doors and that would work, let's give it a shot. And I would sit there and try to put up a flyer for him, you know, thinking that was the answer. And after losing everything, another thing I learned how to prove back is stop trying to fit everybody's ideas into my system of talking to people, sending them simple messages, following up and enroll. I don't think I've ever said this, by the way, on a call. I used to say this. I say, gosh, you know what? That sounds like an interesting idea, and I would definitely not sound condescending, okay? I would say it with as much genuineness as I possibly could, because I genuinely felt, you know, hey, maybe it will work. Give it a shot, Bob. Let me know. You know, maybe it'll work. But I'll just tell you from my perspective as, you know, as someone who works directly, and you could use someone else's story. What I see, you know, Madiba doing is all Madiba does is get prospects to talk to you, and then he uses a script book to send them to the company website. And then what he does is he follows up and enroll. He does that 3 hours a day every single day, and that's how he became the top enroller with his company. That's how he's making, you know, whatever, or say it however you want to do, okay? So that is what I know 100% is proven, okay? 100% is proven. All the other stuff, the ideas, I always tell my people, test it and let me know. But I know through experience, Bob, or I know through the experience of other people, upline leaders that have been doing this is the thing that produces the most money in the shortest period of time. Okay, guys? Oh, man, so what can you outsource? Obviously, when you're ready and most of you are brand new, you know, you could outsource everything. You know, if you have a blog, you can outsource it. You can outsource someone to help you put up content, or unless you're really fast at that and you know how to do that really proficiently, which I don't. I have to have someone help me with everything, including spelling, or I look like a third grader. You guys have seen my spelling, for those of you that I've done webinars with. And then when it comes to telling your people, my job this year in 2009 and what PriorityTeam.com is for you is my goal is to show you how to get the highest quality people, what to do with those people and how to enroll them, you know, what to say to them basically, the basics, the simple, through my on-the-job training calls. And then PriorityTeam.com is going to show you how to outsource the biggest thing that your people will need. And the biggest thing your people will need, of course, is the basics. But it's you wonder why people don't succeed in your business. I'm not going to go into a long training on this. I'm just going to just share with you quickly. Because they have what I call junk in their trunk, meaning they have 10 years of habits of 10 years of habits of not being used to being on the phone, and then here they're in a business where they need to get good at being on the phone and communicating with people. Okay? Can it be done? 100%. Can they learn it? Everybody can learn it. Okay? It is very simple. Some learn it faster than others. We already talked about that. But here's the deal. So they come, everybody comes with fear. Some people come with, you know, just extraordinarily disorganized. You know, sapphires come with, oh my gosh, you know, getting focused when they don't have to be focused because they're used to having a job and their boss is telling them what to do and looking over their shoulder, and now they're free. It's what they wanted, but unfortunately, they don't have the muscles and the discipline and the focus yet that they need to. So PriorityTeam.com is going to help your team with building up those muscles and the strategic part. Now, let me just clarify this. Am I going to do it? Not necessarily. In fact, probably not. Okay? There's someone way better than me that can do that. Okay? I do what I'm really good at is getting your people to work with recruiting, telling them what to say and how to say it, and the basic process. And the other thing that Priority Team, the culture that you guys are going to be able to do, one of two things. You can copy my culture, meaning if you like what you hear here, you can go back and you can take it to your team and whatever. You could build your own culture with your team. Or you could plug people into me as that source through PriorityTeam.com, just like I did when I was building. And it's so crazy you're on the phone, Patty. I can't believe you're on the phone, by the way. It's so humbling. Like when Patty was with me, okay? And many other leaders were working with, and we had this training source where all my team had to do, okay, and I know Patty broke off and built her own, and some other leaders built off and broke their own, which is totally cool when they're ready for it, which they were, and she is. And others, you'll get to that point where, hey, you know what, you can build your own when you're ready to outsource and you got the money to support it, okay? But for now, you can use Priority Team and let me tell your team members, your brand new newbies, the tough stuff they need to know to make money in this industry, because it's definitely not easy, okay? But it is simple, and it is ridiculously worth it. Ridiculously. Guys, I've been in internet marketing for the last couple years. I've been doing different investing in different businesses and doing well at some things, and some things were a pain in the butt, right? Outside of the network marketing industry. And can I tell you why I've come back full circle? I don't need to be doing this training right now. There's so many things that there are out there that if it was just about money, I would be doing right now. If it was just about pure, you know, making the bigger ticket items and internet marketing and some other things, and I'm doing some internet marketing, you know, on the side and some other fun things I like to do. But I do this because I've come back full circle, and I actually had to make another U-turn and realize that this is one of the most powerful industries in the world. In fact, so much. Can I tell you guys something, a little secret? Being in these internet market, I pay a lot of money for coaching and learning how to market proficiently on the internet and do different things in the internet, right? I have course after course, hundreds of thousands of dollars in the last couple of years on courses alone that I've bought or my partners bought and we've worked together on. And can I tell you what's happening right now, which is really weird? I have friends in the internet marketing world, and guess what they're starting to do? They're starting to get involved and market to their list, their people, their clients, network marketing, home-based business opportunities. Okay, I've seen it from three different seven-figure earners in the last 30 days alone, okay, which is telling me something that you guys are in an amazing position right now, especially with the economy, especially with where the internet's going to make home-based business more leveraging once you're ready for it. Hear me on that, once your skills are ready, because, again, it doesn't matter if you know how to self-brand yourself right now. It doesn't matter if you know how to generate your own advertising right now. It doesn't matter. None of that matters if you don't know how to enroll them. So I would recommend starting with either people you know, A, or people you don't know, B. And one source, it's just launching, it's just going live, it's very bare bones right now, but I told them to put up a ridiculous package. If you have a lead source, guys, let me just tell you something. There are some that are better than others, but overall, it's not going to make an outrageous difference, one lead source over the others. When it comes to form-filled leads or there are some leads that are better than others. But the package that I would start with is, if you're brand new and you're just getting practice, is a beginner's package, okay? Like aged leads is what I always recommend it to my brand new people, even if they have the financial resources. So one thing you could outsource, if you are working with B, advertising, or you want to just practice, okay, practice with your own calling, you can go to earnfreeleads.com. Earnfreeleads.com, okay? And it's real simple, guys. There's just a few packages up there, but I said, you know what? Coming out of the gate before I put in all the other lead sources and all the other leads that I'm starting to generate on my own, I'm going to give you guys some higher quality advertising. We're starting to do our own, what I did with my team at PriorityTeam.com. And if you guys stick with me, if you're qualified, when people were on my team, we used to run co-ops, and I've gotten really good at running co-ops generically throughout the entire industry in the last couple of years. And I've been testing different offers on the internet and offline. So we're going to be running co-op advertising as well, meaning you can plug your people into it. And here's what I always say to take the pressure off me and you. Try my co-op 1 month when it's ready. And again, there'll be some very specific criteria because I don't want just anybody in the co-op. It's not a moneymaker for me at all. I'm only taking time and energy and financial resources that I have to do it because I know duplication happens faster when your skill sets equal your higher quality prospects that are coming in the front door, okay? But again, it's a build-up. It's a build-up stage. So you're going to see through earnfreeleads.com the ability. I'm going to show you guys how to earn free leads. That's why I called it earnfreeleads.com. But also, we're going to be running a lot of different things there, like co-op advertising, practice leads, all the way up to extremely high qualified leads prospects that you can that are generated at a much higher level, meaning that the prospect is going through multiple hoops before you even talk to them, okay? So that's going to be slowly rolling out at earnfreeleads.com. And, again, everything will be linked off PriorityTeam.com, which is not even, you know, it's not even fully developed yet. So just keep checking back, and you'll obviously, if you're on these calls, you'll get to hear what's happening. But I do have a new announcement, okay? This is brand new, and I've never done this before, but I've always wanted to do this. One of the things that really is happening right now that I completely 1,000,000% agree with, and I've been hearing it now for about 4 years, and I've always wanted to do something like this, where you can, what's called self-fund your leads, self-fund your advertising, okay? Meaning you make money, you buy some advertising, you generate your own, but through the process of recruiting, you can make some additional resources to help support your business, okay? So I want to direct your guys' attention to something that went live literally 1 hour ago, okay? And if you go to PriorityTeam.com, again, it'll redirect right now to our FreeTimeAndMoney.com. So I'm going to go there, in fact, right now, okay? I don't want to use four W's. Free time, okay. So at freetimeandmoney.com, you're going to see something called affiliate, okay? And you're going to see, now I'm doing a coaching program. And with that coaching program, last month wasn't available. And people, we sold out very quickly. And people, I'm going to start emailing you guys the testimonials. The breakthroughs are ridiculous. And first thing I want to mention is the coaching call and then how you can get paid. Okay, this isn't a network marketing company. This isn't a commissionable thing, but let me just share something what internet marketers do that a lot of network marketers don't do yet is be able to market products that benefit building your home-based business naturally, and you can earn a one-tiered commission, basically a direct referral. It's not in competition at all with your company. Again, it's just a referral bonus as an appreciation and thank you from me to refer people to my classes. And again, I don't know if I'm going to be doing maybe one more, maybe two more for the entire year, okay? And then I have some other plans. So if you go to the coaching at priorityteam.com and then click here to learn more, what I did last time is four classes, okay? Four classes where I break down every single step that your brand new person, you're someone who maybe has had success, or even some, we have multiple six-figure earners that are in my class as well that want to fine-tune the process. The thing that I got very good at in 2004 and 5 and a little bit of 6 is I got good at the process of how to get people, how to enroll them into my business, and then more importantly, how to get them going very quick with the system that we used, okay? And I'm going through a coaching and breaking that down, all the different things you need to learn about posture, the different leverage points that I'll teach you at how to enroll people quickly, how to recruit people fast into your business at different leverage points that I used to use to get people to enroll into my business very quickly, how to condense time frames and cut all the wasted fat of the process, the simple talking, sending, and following up and enrolling, how to cut the fat out of that. And then I'm also going to be doing accountability. And one of the biggest things, reason why I paid for accountability coaching multiple times with Dani, she used to do prospecting and closing classes. I paid for a lot of those classes, and a lot of times I was so busy recruiting, I wasn't on every single call because, you know, I'd listen to it later maybe. But a lot of times I'd pay for it, even though I knew I'd had to miss a call because of a cruise or somewhere else I was traveling, just because I knew that someone was keeping me accountable for my actual prospecting and recruiting numbers, watching my numbers. Dani was watching my numbers. So it made me really focus and make sure that I would get my numbers up, so I'd pay for those classes. Even though the class was hundreds of dollars, like $600 for both classes at the time, I paid for it because I knew I would make that much more money in my business over time because I would increase my recruiting ratios. So one of the most powerful things that people are getting out of the class that we just did or are doing right now, we have one more to go, which I'm really excited about, is the accountability aspect of it. Now, the class is $297, but here's the cool thing. All you have to do is refer three people, and it's free, okay? Meaning you're actually going to get a physical commission, $100 per person that you refer to the program. Now, the thing you do have to do is you have to sign up through an affiliate, which is on the website. And here's what you want to do. Talk to your upline leader that referred you on this phone and make sure, because this is new, make sure that they get their affiliate link first, okay? Just honor them, guys, the way that you would want to honor them. Even if you don't like them, I would still honor them. You want, because there's people on your business that may, for whatever reason, not like you. I don't know how else to say it nicely. I'm sure there's a nice way to say it, but so that's one thing you want to do is you'll always get what you reap what you sow, guys. So I would make sure that you just wait just a second if you do want to enroll in the class. And again, there's only going to be a few people, and I've only mentioned this a few times. We have just a small handful of people register it. We haven't promoted it yet. It's going to be in March, but I'm going to be doing some extra bonuses. I'm going to be giving away a bare minimum of 100 prospects that at a cost of over $100 a dollar a piece or more. So you're getting free leads. And for the first minimum, I don't know if I'm going to extend it again, but at least 10 more people, okay, 10 total people, I'm going to do one-on-one coaching where I'm going to troubleshoot you guys. If you have any questions, any challenges, you got me for a minimum 15. Actually, most of them went for about 30, okay? The typical calls went for 30 to some of them even a lot more. But at least 15 minutes per personal one-on-one coaching where I'll give you a call at a specific designated time for the first, first 10 people that enroll, plus the free bonus prospects that you'll get in February just as an added bonus. And I'll teach you, even if you're at a higher level and you don't call age leads, I'll show you how to leverage those free leads that you're going to get from me that are at least $100 or more of value, and I'm working on actually increasing that, but at least 100 right now. I'll show you how to leverage that to enroll more people into your business. And that's part of what I teach through the class is how to leverage getting leads like that is just one of the things to help you guys with. So I wanted to mention that, and I'm super excited to be able to give back and do something, offer that affiliate program so you guys can earn some commissions. And heck, if you refer 10 people, you know, that's an extra $1,000 that you can put into your business that'll definitely help you offset your business. So it's very simple. You have a whole month to, one, enroll in it yourself first, lead by example, right? Get accountable, and we're going to start the accountable sometime in February, so you don't have to wait till March, okay? I'm going to do a bonus call with you guys in February to get you guys going so you're not waiting the whole month of February, okay? So even though the class is in even though the class is in March, we're going to get started with some training in February, okay, some extra bonus thing. And what I did this last call that I'm going to do again is a special bonus call and show you guys, I'm going to help you guys with, at least stick your toe into learning the extreme basics at how to start branding yourself on the internet. Extreme, guys. I'm not going to get too technical with you, but I am going to show you guys why it's important over time to start building up some credibility on the internet and some different things you could do on the internet to get people to find you through, you know, some social media. In fact, most of you are on this call because of my social media, and I'll just tell you right now, I don't know how all the details of it works. All I know is that a whole bunch of you guys on this call is packed out. And primarily it's because of my social media, meaning Facebook, meaning Twitter, and meaning MySpace, and all these other things that, again, you don't have to be an expert at, but inch by inch over the next year or two or three, you want to start slowly sticking your, you know, start getting involved in some of those things where people can find you more readily. And then there are some ways that you can increase your posture, increase your branding, increase you as a leader. But one other thing I want to mention, that a lot of these, you know, attraction marketing leaders, sometimes they tell you, and sometimes I haven't heard it from them, is attraction marketing is great, but what helps with learning how to brand yourself on the internet is having posture. And one of the ways to get posture is skills, and one of the ways to get skills is starting from the beginning with A or B, working your way up into the point where, again, you can work this business like I did, where you're working less than. In fact, in 2004, I averaged about 20 to 25 hours a week. 2005, I was like 15 hours maybe, and because it was pure prospecting and a few training calls that I did. And then my goal is to see how little hours I can recruit or build my business and still keep my numbers up somewhat high and be in the top of our bonus recruiting charts that we had on a consistent basis. And that's where you want to get to, because you don't just want to make money. You want to do it in a short period of time, which, again, few people in network marketing, home-based business, ever even understand what that's about. Okay, it's a definite art that takes simplicity, pruning back, and knowing what your job is when you get off this phone with me, is to get in action, talking to people. Don't worry about who, just start. Okay, don't wait. Don't use the excuse of, hey, I got to figure out how to generate all these leads myself. You guys, I'm telling you, I can recruit anybody from any lead source, and you need to get to that point where you can too. If you're, you know, so it doesn't matter. And again, but you guys, I hope I'm repeating a lot, but again, you want to get to higher quality leads, but in the beginning, you want to practice. Guys, I you know, sometimes I was going to go into OJT calls, but I was super excited to share with you guys this information because I know it's going to impact at least a few of you guys. Make sure you register for the class, guys. I'm only going to bring in about 30 to 35 people maximum for this class, and it will for sure max out. Right now, my wife's doing all the accountability. She's going to be the one personally calling you guys and getting to know you. We're not just, you know, this isn't, you know, just automated accountability. My wife calls you, and my wife's been doing this industry since she was 20 years old. She's very experienced building as well. She's going to call you. She wants to get to know every single person that signs up so we can start the coaching right immediately. So for those of you that are ready to sign up for the coaching, you're going to get a call from my wife, Kim, Kim Challen, who's going to, you know, get some information from you after you've enrolled and get you set up for the coaching that we can even start. I'm even going to start the one-on-one coaching in February, okay, for those of you that want to schedule your time for February. I'll be open to doing that as well. So, guys, we're going to wrap up this call. And, again, great to hear your voice, Patty. I'm super honored that someone of your you know, your caliber is on the call. It's outrageously humbling and fun to have you on the call. I'm looking forward to talking to you here shortly. So God bless you guys, and welcome to Priority Team, and go out and have it the most productive week possible. God bless you guys, and I will see you. For those of you in the coaching call, we have one more on Monday, and it's going to be the grand finale, and I've got something really exciting stored for you guys. And for those of you, I will see you on the next coaching call. God bless you guys. See you next week. Bye-bye, everyone.